Hello, Audio Boom.
Hello.
This is the Pete and Jeff Show. The two fabulous boys from Blind Abilities have finally met here in Orlando.
Cut. Hey, everybody. Jeff Thompson from Friendly.
Hey, guys.
We're in Orlando. I can't even say it right. Orlando.
Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
La Florida.
I migrated down here, all the way down here to Pete's country.
That's right. Sunny Florida.
And we're attending the National Federation of the Blind 2017 convention. This is Pete's first time here. How's it going?
I got to tell you, this is the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel. It is the largest hotel in, I think, the state of Florida, and it's a mammoth structure, and it takes you about 2 days to walk from your room to the convention center. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah, I pack a backpack and a sleeping bag. So,
there you go.
And it works. Yeah. But one of our best voices here this week is from Lori Thompson.
Hello.
And how are you enjoying the convention with your guide dog?
I am enjoying it a lot. It was kind of rocky the first day because of all the guide dogs and trying to navigate Logan, but I'm traveling now.
I'm cooking.
Yep, so we've been running around the exhibit halls, checking a lot of things out, running into people, going to a few events and stuff. One of them was the IRA event, and I'll let Pete tell you about that.
Well, you know, the IRA is a very heavy presence here. It's a new technology, the IRA virtual interpreter for the blind, you know, the glasses with the video capture, the video feed that's captured by the paid agent. And it's the rage down here. There were probably a couple of hundred people who got in line to sign up. And the people who signed up and the existing IRA users had a reception put on by IRA last night. There were about 200 people in the room. And it was an open bar, which was pretty cool. And we got to meet some of the people that we'd been working with IRA. Talked to Suman Kanagani. And, of course, Jeff met my son, Patrick, who's an IRA analyst now. It was a good time.
Yeah, never a dull moment down there. They got their big booth area, and then they have the IRA lounge where people would do some testing of it and all that, wear the glasses and be connected to an agent. And it was just exciting to see all this stuff. Pete was wearing an IRA t-shirt, and people were stopping. They were trying to make it from point A to point B, and, hey, Mr. IRA.
Yeah, right. Where do I find your booth? I don't work there.
That way. Just say that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Traveling the area around here the first day, you know, it's not that you're not doing a bad job and your skills are, but there's 3,000 people here trying to, you know, as Lori said, kind of a rocky road, just moving about and, you know, the dog meets dog, right?
Right. Yeah, it's like being back in dog training, you know, dog meet dog and finding the relief areas and, you know, but now we're on it. I mean, Logan's just doing great. I mean, I can get from the exhibit hall back to the room with no problems.
With the promise of a carrot.
With the promise that's his favorite treat.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all got our promises and treats along the way, but there's no better than the macadamia nuts that we got from the Hawaii booth.
Yeah.
That's how Pete and
chocolate
I found that way.
Macadamia nuts.
That's right.
But yeah, it's a good time. Met up with a lot of people that we've met on here.
Yeah.
Let's see, Bobby, Jessica, Glenn, Kay, who else?
Pete.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time I'm...
For sure.
Yeah, this is the first time we actually met. And
where I got my start in audio and recording and stuff, and where I first met Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after this weekend, it's over.
We're shutting down.
Let me tell you, I have a podcast about this guy. We'll talk about closure.
But we just wanted to come on to Audio Boom and say hi to you guys and tell you to enjoy a convention next time it comes up, but probably won't be in Central Florida.
Oh, really? Yeah, they've been down here 6-7 years now, haven't they?
2012.
Yeah, 2012.
Now, I've heard that they're going to be here, but I don't know if it'll be this hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. You never know with NFB.
Well, one thing I could say is once you learn the hotel, the next time you come back, it's, you know, even for them to set up the whole, the backside of what goes on here, it must be great for their team to say, oh, we've done this, we've been here, because yeah. It is a huge, huge place.
Yes, it is.
And they've got employees when in the morning when the masses of canes and dogs are headed east toward the convention center. As I said, it's literally probably almost a quarter of a mile as the crow flies. But and there are employees situated at strategic points all along the way, pointing the direction, answering questions. So they're really set up and they know how to support this conference.
Yeah. And shout out to the UPS staff because they are dedicated and they're with the NFB every year for convention.
Excellent.
Yeah. And, absolutely. You know, after the first day, I've noticed that they moved all the sidewalk shrapnel off to the side a little bit. They rearranged the coffee area. It used to just cover it like a big cafe area. Yeah. Then they pushed them up against the wall and between these pillars, but the same amount of tables, same amount of chairs. Yeah. But it was catching. It was like a seining net, you know?
Yeah, this, right, a protrusion.
And I call it the current. Yeah. When all of a sudden, like Pete said, all of a sudden you hear the elevator doors open. It's like step to the side because there's going to be nothing but dog, heel, yeah. hop up, right. Go this way.
Dueling canes.
Leave it.
Yeah, there's 17 canes, and then there's 50 canes, then 100 canes, depending on what part you're in, and the coffee line sticking out. And
would you compare this hotel in size, Jeff, to the Hilton Anatole in Dallas?
I compare it to Lithuania, a small country. It's one of those postage stamp countries. It's it is.
I think it is bigger than the Hilton Anatole in Dallas. Yeah, I would say it is.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Because the length of it walking to.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, it's in the center of Orlando. This is a Disney-style hotel, in a sense, because this wouldn't exist without Disney and all that out there.
Yeah. We're in the section of town that has, I mean, the cab driver last night said this is the part of town that has all the hotels.
This is the number one hotel.
The resort area of Central Florida. Disney,
absolutely.
All the Disney theme parks, SeaWorld, Universal Studios.
Great.
Legoland is just a few minutes west of here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that down here. Yeah.
Well, there's
great
Legoland?
There's a Legoland, over toward Tampa. Mm-hmm.
You've been here for 4 or 5 days, and you finally tell me there's Legoland.
I've never been to Legoland, but
holding out. Just like I known the guy for 5-6 months, but I thought I knew everything about him and all that stuff. Then he tells me, oh, by the way, we drove up in a VW up to Woodstock. In a VW. I mean, is that just not the right picture? That's perfect, you know.
Perfect for 69,
So he's always throwing another little anecdote in there about who's Pete Lane.
I've got 60 plus years to pull from, buddy.
Yeah. That's right, old Jeffrey.
I'm catching up there, Pete.
Yeah, I know it, old man.
Well, how's it look? What's the perspective from your point of view?
I'm blind as a freaking bat.
Yeah. Well, got you there. I caught up there quick. And Lori, want to say goodbye to our listeners?
Have a wonderful summer, everybody. We wish you were here. And listen to Blind Abilities. It's a free app on the App Store. Two words, Blind Abilities, and you can hear all the great stuff from the 2017 NFB convention from
Wish
Pete
you were
and
here.
Jeff and Cheryl.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't forget
blindabilities.com. And tell me about Legoland.
Oh,
Legoland, I don't know. Based on the movie, I guess.
Oh, that's it? It's not. I thought you could just walk into this place that's totally made out of Legos.
It might be. I don't know.
You guys could maybe
let's Google it.
Send in like the specs for the Blind Abilities picture, and maybe they can make a Lego package for that.
So then you can buy the
purchase, and then kids.
And we want the instructions in Braille.
Yes, wouldn't that be cool? And then they could sell them.
I don't know if I could distinguish all the colors out of the... I don't know either.
But we're rambling now, folks.
Yeah. And we won't let this roll anymore. Bye-bye.
Take care now.